1737, Telemann's friends put together a benefit concert to raise money for him, an unusual occurrence for a composer who was a famous and well-respected Kapellmeister of Hamburg. But Telemann was nearly bankrupt and was about to have to sell off his musical instruments and his famed plant collection. The crisis was caused by the weight of his wife's gambling debts and a risky publishing venture. In the 10th year of their marriage, Telemann's second wife, Maria Katharina, who was 16 years younger than her husband, had become restless and had engaged in an affair with a dashing Swedish military officer. The details of this were published in the local newspapers, and Telemann was mocked as being an aging, scorned husband. As if that wasn't bad enough, Telemann was then lumped with bills for her expensive dresses and jewellery. But the gambling debts were absolutely crippling. 4,400 Reichstaler, a sum more than Telemann's yearly income. Telemann eventually sent his errant wife back to her relatives in Frankfurt and found his feet again financially. Telemann had musical connections with his brother-in-law, Johann Michael Böhm, the husband of Maria's sister. Famed as a woodwind virtuoso, Böhm played the oboe, flute and recorder and was in demand in the many courts of Germany. He had even visited Frankfurt in 1712 by Telemann's invitation. It is thought that both of Telemann's recorder concertos were composed for Böhm due to their virtuosity and also the use of the high register. Here is the uplifting Allegro from the Concerto in C Major for recorder, strings and continuo. It's performed by Giovanni Antonini and Il Giardino Armonico.
Thank you.
was the Allegro from Telemann's Concerto in C Major for recorder, strings and continuo. It was performed by Giovanni Antonini and Il Giardino Armonico. FMR.